Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. When I was first learning to drive, I was intent on doing it perfectly, obeying each and every rule to perfection. I'm not exactly sure where I got this idea of perfection. I certainly didn't get it from my dad. My dad always thought close was perfect, and that attitude of his used to drive me nuts. What I later discovered was that it was my perfectionism that was driving me nuts. Because one day my dad and I were out and I was driving, and at one point during the little trip, he said to me, "You know, you can be dead right." How true he was. Being right can be a very deadly virtue. We may not all be perfectionists, but we do idealize being right. And a big fear about being wrong. We seem to have an obsession about these things. We see it played out in our politics. Take a position and never budge from that position, no matter what. We see how deadly those kind of decisions can actually be. And our religion, the church, thinks it's right about everything, absolutely right about everything, and people pay the price of that deadly attitude. The only absolute in religion is God. And religion, be it the Catholic Church or any other, is not God. It is not the absolute. All that religion can do is to point us toward God, toward the freedom that God alone can give us. When we accept the possibility of being wrong as our starting point, something new is created. We get to work with other people, sharing together, to solve mutual problems. In the process, sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we get in a cul-de-sac or a dead end, and we turn around and we go at it again. It's the joy of discovery that being wrong affords us. And it affords us the opportunity to change our conclusions when new information and new revelations show that we really need to do it in a different way than we've been doing it. We discover that there's a real joy in being wrong, of discovering together what the solutions might be. When I say, "I'm right, you're wrong," well, there's no possibility of further conversation. It's all a done deal. It's black and white. And most important of all, we block ourselves from whatever creative ideas or possibilities will come later on. We stop the conversation. And that's a very deadly attitude. Today's gospel points out to us that there's always a way to resolve a problem. There's always a way to achieve a proper end, even if we don't see the solution right now or right here. There is real joy in being wrong, because there we discover that there's new ways, new possibilities of getting the results that we are all looking for together.